From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May 8, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Arthur Cusano is reporting in the Register Star that a Columbia County Sheriff's deputy saved a life last week using a drug she learned to use less than 2 days before. Deputy Sheriff Cindy Madison responded to a call on May the 1st for help and arrived to find a 63-year-old man unresponsive and barely breathing. He was believed to have overdosed on a prescription pain medication. Madison administered Narcan nasal spray and the man responded immediately. The medication works to block the effects of opioids on the brain and restores breathing. Speaking with our Victor Mendoza on WGXC on Wednesday, Hudson Police Chief Ed Moore spoke about Narcan and the efforts to get the drug into the hands of law enforcement.
Narcan, naloxone has been around since the 70s, but now we know that this prescription medicine in the hands of the police, given readily, can help save lives. I think it's less of an issue in the city of Hudson because of the quick response time of right. our local ambulance squad. Mm-hmm. But if you're a county deputy or state trooper on a highway somewhere and encounter this, I think that the use that they're carrying by the police will be quite effective. But there's so many issues associated with it, Vic. There's it's a third-party prescription. Mm-hmm. The storage of this prescription medicine in my station is an issue. Things like, lawsuits, and what if we administer it and the person dies? Are we, is the city subject to lawsuits? And these right. are the kind of things that have to be ironed out. But I think it's a wave that's coming, mm-hmm. and that you'll see a lot more talk about this.
Right.
And I do think that soon all officers in the county will be equipped.
The majority of the sheriff's office has now received the necessary training to administer the drug. The sheriff's office is the first law enforcement agency in the county to use Narcan. That is a story that you will find in today's Register Star. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the lead sewer project has moved a step forward. Michael Budress of Delaware Engineering told the Catskill Town Board on Tuesday that the draft archaeology report has been completed and the results are as anticipated. He reported a couple of sites of archaeological interest were found, but nothing that would present problems for the project. Burtis also said the soil borings needed to determine bedrock depth will begin May the 19th. He said the equipment needed for that process operates from the back of a pickup truck, so it will not intrude on nearby residents' property. Delaware Engineering is expected to present the draft sewer map plan and report for review at the next board meeting. The map plan and report will include information on how water rates will be structured. After the plan and report are accepted by the board, the public comment period will begin. That is a story that you will find in the Daily Mail. Finally, Public News Service is reporting that recent polls have found a surprising number of immigrants eligible for citizenship are opting not to become naturalized U.S. citizens. Mark Shearer has that story.
Many legal immigrants in New York and across the country aren't pursuing citizenship. Even though more than 8 million nationwide are eligible to apply, many have never even taken the first step. Some immigrants cite the expense, which is about $700 in fees plus the cost of a lawyer. Others worry they don't speak English well enough to pass the citizenship test. Mark Lopez is with the Pew Hispanic Research Center. He says there are some key differences between having legal permanent status and being a U.S. citizen.
Legal permanent resident status does come with a number of benefits. Being able to work legally, they do have to pay taxes, they can travel, but it doesn't include the right to vote or never be deported, because once you become a U.S. citizen, you cannot be deported.
A recent Pew Research Center poll found only 36% of Mexicans who are here legally actually go on to become naturalized U.S. citizens. This percentage is much less than other groups, including Cubans, Indians, and Europeans. Julissa Gutierrez is with the National Association of Latino Elected Officials. Her group is trying to encourage people to take the pathway to citizenship so they have the right to vote.
Oftentimes, immigrants coming into this country do not come with a full understanding of the law of the United States. They also come with experiences from their home country that may bar them as well. So these are things that, you know, it's a learning process.
The Pew poll also found that the vast majority of immigrants and the American public do support a pathway to citizenship. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
Now for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. Scattered non-severe thunderstorms are expected on Thursday night. For today, isolated showers between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Thursday night, scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 54 degrees. The chance of precipitation for tonight is 30%. Let's look at the forecast for the next 3 days. On Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Friday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. On Saturday, scattered showers, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm afternoon, cloudy with a high near 77. Saturday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. The sunrise today was at 5:40 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:02 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 22 minutes. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Thursday, May the 8th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.